Good Morning Cybertron is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm Paul Eiting, and Good Morning Cybertron is scientifically proven to be the best Transformers podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Scott, also known as Dial B for Bullshit. With us today, my God Almighty, it's my buddy Thomas. How you doing, Thomas?
Good.
Right on. Thomas just said he was back from pumping iron at the gym. He's getting swole, getting buff. Gonna start painting wombs with his DNA. You watch and see. He doesn't have anything to say about that because he's a man of few words. All the way from Alabama. I think I got it right. It's Tyler.
My life is nothing that I hoped it would be. Because I spent $200 on a Deathsaurus.
Yeah. Dude, no. You are going to get so much puss out of that. Your life will be like an avalanche of vagina. If you're into that, hey, if you want to be an avalanche of cock, it can be that too. It's, yeah.
I think what you meant, though, is that you spent $200 on a HasLab boater.
No, you invested. You invested $200 to make your life a better life. And it's going to be great. Trust me. Kyle, this is a turnaround for you. This is a life-changing event. Just wait. Like, whenever Xavier got his HasLab Unicron, everything turned around for him. Didn't it, buddy?
I never got him. A bad way.
What's that, Xavier?
I never got Unicron.
See? And how's your life?
You know, I'm going to turn 41 this month, and the highlight is maybe I'll have enough money by then to afford another Transformer I don't really need.
You know. Here's the deal. I remember whenever the fucking HasLab Unicron dropped, and my buddy Jerome, we were talking about Jerome in the pre-show, my buddy Jerome.
Who?
Looks at me, Jerome. My buddy Jerome.
I'm sorry, is this a familiar face I should know that allowed you to say a certain thing?
Yes, that Jerome. He looked at me and he said, so when you getting it? And I said, a year from now. He said, and you paid how much? $630 shipped. I can't wait that long. Waiting that long made me a man. And now I'm a fucking patient-ass motherfucker. And by God, patient works for making money. Patient works for changing your life. Patient really fucking works for getting revenge. By God Almighty. Over there in the chat, Dewanis Perez says, finally, I'm right on time. Good to see you, Dewanis. Turtle Tank A2, In the Mouth of Madness with Sam Neill, based on H.P. Lovecraft, takes place in New Hampshire. I watched it Halloween, and now I know why monsters in the woods try to eat me. In the Mouth of Madness is fucking great. It is.
What?
Fucking amazing. Holson 85 says, hey, you guys!
Oh, Holson, did you watch The Goonies for Halloween?
Oh. Ooh. And a happy Halloween. Happy Halloween to everyone. By the way, between pre-ordering my HasLab Unicron and getting my HasLab Unicron, I dated, and then married the love of my life on Halloween. And it's our wonderful 3-year anniversary. It's freaking amazing. Freaking amazing. And I love that woman. Love that woman to death. And to a lesser extent, I also love Toy.Run. It is an absolutely incredible website. Get yourself over there. Hey, look, I'm getting better at it. I'm looking here and screen one. Allow. See? I didn't fuck up this time. Yeah. Over here, we've got from Ugly Wretch a nice little video on the Mini Force. And he thought it looked interesting. Turns out he bought it from The Collector 75. This is great. If you're doing toy hunts, this is a fantastic place to find toys and sell toys. This is a fantastic place to post your content. This is a fantastic place to ask questions. Get your ass over. It's like Twitter minus the bullshit billionaire space idiot.
It's Tony Stark?
It's like if Tony Stark had an extra chromosome. I feel like that's what Elon Musk would be.
Elon is Tony Stark before the shrapnel.
I don't know. I don't remember the Marvel Comics issue where Tony Stark had untreated ADHD, got beat up at a privacy school, and owned a apartheid emerald mine.
Yeah, yeah.
he feels a lot more like the villain from Iron Man 3.
Do you guys remember whenever Tony Stark's father married his stepdaughter?
Yeah, that was a weird issue.
That was. That really was. I saw something beautiful today. I got to work, and I had about 10 minutes before my first drum lesson, and I checked my email, and there it was. There it was. Make sure your address is correct. We fucking shipping out Deathsaurus.
Woo!
Yeah, looks like November 24th. That's your last chance. So most of us are going to have this bad boy in hand in December. The most highly Transformers-funded HasLab ever. This gorgeous chunk of plastic. We even got surprise peepos. And everybody lost their goddamn mind over that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Boater. Boater. Who here got their emails today? Show your hands.
It'd be good for radio. I should really check my emails then. I haven't done it yet.
I checked it earlier, yeah. Yeah, I received it.
Yeah, me too. 3:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's fucking hell. This is going to be nice.
This is the kingmaker right here. the weirdest thing about it is you don't want it for Deathsaurus this time. You want it for the exclusive mini-cons.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the hilarious thing was, the really hilarious thing was, like, this thing got funded hard. Like, this hard, didn't just, yeah. I mean, this was like a fucking boulder just landing on Wile E. Coyote. This was hard-ass funded. And I think it was pretty safe to say everybody who really wanted Deathsaurus got their Deathsaurus just by the amount of it, right? And then, like, right after it, like the day after, they send out the email. Hey, thanks for making this the most popular Transformers HasLab ever. As an extra little surprise, here's Peepo and Boater. And everybody went, like, everybody who funded it went, yay, thank you. And everybody didn't fund it. Went, what the fuck?
Why are they mad?
Yeah.
I would love to see the opposite logic apply. We're like, well, you know what? This ended up being just funded under the wire. This is the least successful HasLab.
We're taking away the bird.
No, just to rub salt in the wounds, you fuckers get a Chumley.
We're going to take a shit and put it in a plastic bag. In each and every box.
So, like, there were people that were legit mad that he came with two Micromasters?
Oh, my God, they were fucking furious. They were angry as hell. I don't know. They don't know either.
Look, there's niches in the fandom, right? Some people, like me, for instance, I want to collect every Transformer. Scott hates animated. You love third party. Kyle, we haven't got a feel yet. We're possibly he's in it for the plastic tits. But there's people out there who love their rare Obscura, like people in Boder. And it's just like, well, someday they got to be released, right? Because they're fucking two nobody named minicons. Surely their day will come in the sun, and I'll get them then. And then when those people find out my beloved minicons are only available with a HasLab project, which I am staunchly against, I am aghast, sir. My monocle just fell into my tea. That's how aghast I am.
Look, no matter what happens, there are going to be people who have sour grapes. Over here, I'm going to throw up this this link from 4chan right here. And there was somebody posted, now that the dust has settled, can we agree that this thing is garbage? Right? And they're talking about a HasLab Unicron. I own HasLab Unicron. It's not garbage. It's a fun figure. It's the centerpiece of my collection. And I knew it would be garbage, and no need for the dust to settle. It looked like ass from the beginning. It's a giant chug figure. And here's my comment. Mine's fucking awesome. I love it. Centerpiece of my substantial toy collection. So
I feel like some of these would have to be through dick writers, because they possibly are writing off what he said. It's just like, he didn't like it. Like, you remember Thu said he did not like his HasLab Unicron. He said, look at all the leg kibble paneling that goes on the back of the leg. This is ridiculous, and I can't play with my fig. And now these dudes who can't think for themselves see what Thu says and says, yeah, you know what? I agree with Thu.
You know, here's
the same fucking free thinkers who all drink Baja Blast.
I fucking love Baja Blast, but I only drink the diet Baja Blast. But right now I have clear American Walmart brand blue raspberry sparkling water. send me money. No, it's a thing where, like, I'll look at a toy and I'll decide whether I want it or not. Like this, if this would have been the IDW version of Deathsaurus, I would have passed. I absolutely would have passed, because I've got the... I've got the Masterminds Creation IDW Deathsaurus, right? But this is really good. I like this for what it is. This is great. It's got the throne. It's got the living metal destroying cannon. The bird and the lion, the breastmasters, are much more accurate than what the MMC stuff was throwing around. As far as HasLab goes, I don't give a shit whether Thu likes it or not. And I like watching Thu's videos. I like it. Mm-hmm. That's what's important. And then there's stuff that's coming out soon I don't like. I don't like Studio Series Pablo. I don't like the Studio Series Gamer Edition Starscream. And I'm going to pass on those. Fantastic.
Yeah, that thing.
Whatever.
That Gamer Edition Starscream is like, what's going on? What's going on with that? Why doesn't the original one look better?
I'll stick with the original one. It's the big rubber cockpit for me. It's the big rubber cockpit.
He looks like, what if War for Cybertron Starscream had diastasis recti?
Oh my god.
My word.
Okay.
You know, I'm really tired of this shit, Thomas. Are you throwing out big words?
Not only do I know what diastasis recti is, I have it.
Yes.
Is it edible? Is it bigger than a bread box? Like,
if you want to eat my big fat belly.
It's like Starscream's cockpit. It's like, I don't know, he's gained so much weight that his cockpit has like split open.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I was at Planet Fitness here about 4 years ago. I was at Planet Fitness and I was doing the ab crunches, and I felt something kind of pull, right? Something didn't feel right. It kind of felt like I had a really tight shirt on, and then somebody unbuttoned the belly, right? It didn't hurt. I thought I ripped my shirt, right? Didn't hurt. I looked down. Everything seems fine. Oh, that's fucking weird. And then I go over to the machine where it's like, you know, you put your arms crossed and you lean forward, you know, and stuff like that, and you to like do the core. And I look down and my stomach goes floop. Like I get a big bulge on the right side of my stomach. I go to the doctor. He said, "Doc, what the fuck?" He goes, "You split your abdominal muscles open. Here's a pan of muffins, and then just all your muffins, instead of being in the center, they're now on the right and left of your body. What can I
he
do
had
about
a pan
it?"
Of muffins. You shouldn't have. The doctor had a pan of muffins. He was right in the middle of making dinner, and you're like, "Here's a pan of muffins," just to illustrate the point.
And I go, I go, "What do I do about it, Doc?" And he goes, "Don't go back to the gym."
Okay. Years ago, I also had that happen.
A pan of muffins?
No, like I developed that same condition.
Yeah. Yeah.
What and causes it?
It just being.
So I know what not to do.
Having a lot of weight will cause it, but at the time I had actually lost close to 100 pounds and, just going crazy with your ab exercises. And it was the thing I was trying to tighten up my core. I didn't feel like I was going that crazy with it. I just happened to be susceptible to it.
Scott, you didn't just go crazy with it. You went cray cray.
I went whoop whoop cray cray. Damn.
You never hurt yourself.
Damn. Getting back to Deathsaurus, this is a beautiful fucking Deathsaurus.
Yes.
If you are one of those guys that flipped out and missed the Peepo and Boater, and you were going to only buy it for the Peepo and Boater, don't worry. I'm sure that if you plunk down $180, somebody will sell them to you.
I don't know. I was kind of hoping to get the price of the fig plus shipping and handling.
Yeah.
And whatever the price of two mini cons goes for is nowadays.
Not me though. I'm fucking keeping my Peepo and Boater. You guys can all go fuck yourselves.
I got a little boat again.
I got a boat and I got another vehicle that I don't. Oh wait, it's an ambulance, isn't it? Yeah,
ambulance.
That's right, because Peepo is actually the onomatopoeia for a siren. Peepo, peepo.
Yep.
Which means the American name should be wee woo, wee woo.
Yeah. Or if you watch Family Guy, like we discussed in the pre-show, if you go to an ambulance in France, it sounds like two gay guys. So you would have to call it Peepo and two gay guys.
Peepo?
Yeah, I remember that joke.
Oh.
It sounds like two gay guys fucking.
Going over to the comments, Duanis Perez, in a fit of madness, says, I'm going to live forever as a raccoon. Holson 85 says, happy 3-year anniversary. Thank you so much, Holson. Turtle Tank 82, I'll wait for the oversized KO Deathsaurus. Good fucking luck. If they didn't KO Unicron and Victory Saber, I don't think they're going to do this. I'm honestly surprised there hasn't been like some like third party, like they keep doing Devastator over and over and over. I'm surprised there hasn't been some third party low price Unicron out there. The same way that we see like $50 Devastators and $50 Superions and $20 Rhinoxes that have their own design.
Where's our Piranacon wars? There's only ever been one third-party Piranacon.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do a war if Scott keeps buying them before they hit the market.
True. Turtle Tank 82 says, Thomas, they hate for the sake of hating. Duanis Perez, I'm just going to say sorry early. Currently sick, so more loopy than usual. You and me both, Duanis. I'm not feeling very well. I got like, you know, stuffed up nose and coughing, achy. Yeah, I get it. Turtle Tank 82, I liked Five Nights at Freddy's movies. Duanis Perez comes in and warns him, no spoilers, please, Turtle Tank. Turtle Tank 82, if you have Peacock, it's free on there to watch. Duanis is planning to watch it tomorrow. Turtle Tank 82 says, Big Rubber Cockpit sounds like the name of a gay pilot movie. That's fantastic. And Duanis says, I tried to have a tea party with Optimus, and Light of Peace, but they wouldn't stop with their inside jokes. Fucking hell, Duanis. Oh, my God. This was big. We got the London reveals of the Studio Series stuff, and holy shit. Holy shit was this nice. Like I said, Wheeljack, Pablo, I kind of like my, I kind of like my three-pack version better, so I skipped Pablo. What did you guys think of Pablo?
I think he looks good, but I don't know what the big difference is between the Studio Series release and the three-pack, besides the very funny image of Pablo being too tall for the box.
Yeah, are they trying? Are they fucking trying to that? Just steal it. Please, just steal it. Like, everybody else was so G1 accurate. Just steal it. Steal it. We don't like Mexicans.
Wow. Yeah. I feel personally attacked, and I don't know why.
Yeah. I guess he was actually Peruvian, wasn't he?
He was Cybertronian.
Oh, that's right.
Peruvian accent. Yeah. Peru.
So, I don't know. Thomas, what do you think of Pablo? Fascinating.
Yeah. That about sums it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Moving on. Oh! Well, I have the Dr. Wu Mohawk, and I gotta tell you, this makes me regret buying the Dr. Wu Mohawk. I'll take that Mohawk, repaint it as something else, or maybe sell it. This fucker looks nice.
Was he that green in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, he had like kind of like this green tinge gunmetal, almost Mandalorian armor, Mohawk Transformers. Let's see here.
Like a green patina or something.
Yeah.
I'm noticing something weird. I can't get out of my head right now. This Rumble/Frenzy that they've got here, why does he look like he has Bruticus's head?
Not gonna even think about talking about Mohawk, huh? Don't even care.
Yeah.
We'll get to Rumble.
This is monumentous, dude. Mohawk is the stepping stone that gets us to fucking Nitro Zeus. Accurate with his fucking graffiti and his gold chain.
Oh, that's true. Instead of just Nitro Zeus, the badass fig that came out of nowhere, that was super nice, actually.
Why was that movie like that? It's like they introduced these characters.
Don't think about it too hard.
I just pictured Thomas like standing up there. Why are you like this? What's going on?
The movie has to scream back.
But that's basically what the movie did. Because it introduces these Decepticons and they have these weird splash introductions where they show their names and everything. It's like everyone's like, oh, this is going to be interesting. These characters, I want to see more about
5 minutes.
Then they just immediately die. And I just think, what?
I saw that movie with a man I haven't spoken to since.
Anyway.
That man was your father.
So
no, he was a dear childhood friend we have not spoken since we saw that movie.
Jesus. Michael Bay destroying childhood friendships since 2007.
You know what? The motorcycle mode, pretty fucking sweet.
I think the scene in The Last Knight where like Megatron's I want my crew, you know, and he shows each member of the crew, that is obviously, that's like an homage to Inglourious Bastards, right?
I think it's Suicide Squad.
You think so?
Yeah,
A year before in their trend chase.
Mm.
Yeah, it was all because Suicide Squad, if you were like paying attention at the time, got a lot of hype because its trailer was really popular. And that would have been the time Bay was editing the film for The Last Knight, and he saw that and go, well, shit, that's going to my movie then, because this dude doesn't have an original thought in his head. He just chases trends.
No,
he recycles his own movies to save on time and shooting. So no doubt he saw the Suicide Squad trailer, like Kyle said, and then said, you know what? At this point, I need a badass introduction for this bot. It's going in my movie.
The thing that was puzzling about this is that he did the whole like Suicide Squad inspired introduction and all this, and then like they immediately die. But the thing is, like, you could have played that off for laughs. Like, you could have like killed them off even quicker and made it like look really funny. But he didn't even do that.
It's, I know, and it's so frustrating because you know who did do that concept super well was Deadpool 2 with X-Factor or X-Force.
That's right. Yeah. They could have done that and that would have been funny, but...
Like, what the fuck was Onslaught doing? He was standing next to a building looking around and fucking... I thought the first time I saw it, he flew through a wall and then they jumped him. No, he's just standing the fuck around and gets kicked up against the wall like, oh shit, wait, oh no. He gets cut to pieces and it's like, what the fuck is this?
Just him on the ground. I'm sorry!
He had a whole marketing campaign around how he has this big ass blog called The Decapitator. He doesn't fucking use it!
Yep.
Dreadbot gets fucking et by fucking Grimlock. Which is the only good part of that fight, by the way, is Grimlock running through the city with Megatron in his mouth.
I still think
him to the ground.
I think the best part of that movie is absolutely still. Oh wait, that wasn't that movie. That was the one before it, Age of Extinction, where Optimus Prime kills Frasier with a barrel-sized slug.
Oh my god! Speaking of the human superstar role getting like fucking shafted, Anthony Hopkins dies, and then I forget what the name of his butler bot was, but it's supposed Cogman. Thank you. It's supposed to be a somber moment, and then what is Cogman do? He says, out of all the people I've served over the years, you were the dopest. And I was like, dopest? What?
Well, Anthony Hopkins' whole deal is he uses words like dude and he wants to be cool. So I guess that kind of works. Also, what happened to Cogman's headmaster thing? And the fact that
never.
Nitro definitely loses his head at the end of the movie.
That's
never
another
got
thing
past
about,
the planning stage.
About that movie.
It got to the toy, Xavier. It got to the toy. Like, it was supposed to be there.
Movie planning stage. You know what happened? It's the same thing. They pitched the idea, and Bay said, that's a good idea. They went to go film something, and then they said, hey, what about that headmaster thing? And Bay said, nah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
More primer cord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so we're clear, we all hate the fifth one.
Absolutely. Dude, that is the longest one on record, and it has the...
No, it's not. It's the shortest.
The Last Night?
The Last Night is the shortest, and when they said it was going to be the shortest, I knew it was going to be a shit show. Like, because they said it was going to be the longest, all the critics started bitching and moaning, and then they said, actually, it's going to be the shortest. I'm like, well, fuck, it's over! You're going to cut so much shit out that it's not going to make sense.
It didn't make sense, because they had Optimus Prime get evil, and then what do? He disappears for half the runtime of the movie, and then magically shows up where Marky Mark is for the Sword of Merlin.
Fuck. The best part of that movie, the tank with cyber dementia. How bad is it that robot Alzheimer's is the best part of a fucking movie?
What? Well, there was another thing, too, that really confused me, and that is... okay, Cogman is, like, it was mentioned in the movie, like, Cogman is a headmaster, but the cadence of Anthony Hopkins' speech made it seem like he was talking about the principal of a school.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not a headmaster, he's a headmaster.
Hey, Thomas, here you go. Here you go, we can talk about it now.
What?
Concept art, Decepticon Rumble.
I just got rid of most of my Bumblebee movie shit. Hopefully there won't else that I gotta buy that's Bumblebee movie related.
Never.
You're lying to yourself now.
Never sell anything, Kyle. Never.
Never.
Keep it all.
Not a kidney, not a house, especially your slaves.
I got
it. Those. They only increase in value.
I got 870 Bumblebees. Oh, So, what did you want to say about Rumble here?
All right, him.
Oh, yeah. This thing, I don't know. It looks like mini Bruticus. What's going on?
The fuck is it? It's trash compactor cubed version of Blur from Animated in transformed mode.
It's just so he can fit in the chest.
That's the death scene from Animated Blur. Here, throw this away for me. It's Rumble.
So it's like those what are those things called? Those transforming animals that turn into cubes. That's what this is like.
Oh, beast boxes.
Battle beast
boxes.
I'll collect that shit.
Glaucoma.
There were some really interesting ones, though.
What? This is a whole bunch of nothing. Like, okay, cool design, bro. You forgot to give it an alt mode. I know it's supposed to fit in the chest of Soundwave.
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to fit in the chest.
Cassette tape's not an alt mode.
Yes, it is.
It's a rectangle that you pretend is a cassette.
It's still a fucking alt mode. This is literally just a cube. And not even a cube. It's a cube with what appears to be two pistons on the back of it.
A cassette is an alt mode because it is a recognizable object that has a function. This thing
in
is
like
just
1980?
A box. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But still, it's an actual object that does that you know is implied to do something. This is just the robot that's doing some yoga.
There you go, Kyle. Thomas agrees with me. Thomas agrees with me, Kyle. And per the rules of GMC, you owe me sex.
I'm not gay, dude. That's not happening.
You don't have
anything about orientation. This is just the rules.
You don't have to be, man. He's a very tender lover. And oh my god. I ordered 12 of these.
to stack on Stilt Man.
Yeah, yeah. And fucking Scorpodok. Nice. What the hell, man? This has no business looking this good.
Is it like what continuity version of Scorpionok? Is this supposed to be Beast Wars Scorpionok?
Rise of the Beast.
Scorpionok. Rise of the Beast. What a weird looking fucker.
Yeah.
He looks like, I don't know, in his scorpion mode, he looks like, what if Megatron from the first movie had more than two legs?
Really?
Look at his face. He looks like the original Bayformers Megatron.
Well, I do like in the scorpion mode, his pincers have like a little suction engine thing going on, like Devastator's mouth. Nice little attention to detail there.
I don't know where this robot mode came from. I don't remember seeing it in any of the fucking concept art.
Probably cut concept art. Just like there's concept art Rumble, this is probably a character that was going to be in the movie, didn't make it, still too late into production to not make your money back on it, so they turned it into a toy.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna skip these two here for right now. We're coming back to them. Concept art Megatron. We're getting a lot of concept art in this line. And this, like, they even took, like, the Marauder Megatron alt modes and kind of jazzed them up to go with this Megatron. It's fucking
Animated's Revenge is complete.
Yeah, it's fucking sex. It's pure fucking sex.
Looks like the Metal Slug tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, a little bit. That, his fusion cannon has got the right shape. Got a lot of extra detail on it, but it seems to look right.
Hmm?
God, he looks so fucking good.
Yeah.
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 You know
really,
what my
You
know, my brother actually is there a shot of his jet mode in here?
Yes, there is.
Probably just on the box.
He has a jet mode?
Yes, he does, right there.
Yes, he's a triple changer.
It's on the back of the box. So, yeah.
Something my brother pointed out, if you go from nose cone to wingtip, he has the shape of a stealth bomber. Generally the same shape. So I... Maybe. Huh. This means we'll just get G1 stealth bomber Megatron at some point.
This is what Megatron should have looked like in 2007, movie one.
Man, yes, I really hope you look this shiny. Like, I think this is some light enhancement, computer-generated bullshittery going on, but I really hope he's this shiny out of box.
Dude. Yeah.
Okay, new head cannon. If somebody, if they try to force this to be any in any way related to the Bayformer films, why did Megatron look like he did in the original movie? Because he stood too close to a mine when it went off, and that's the reason why he looks like that.
Oh, no, I have my head cannon. My headcanon is that he looks like a skeleton because they've been ripping him apart for centuries to make
that's
this
actually,
technology.
Yeah.
That's actually what I was thinking too.
That gives him a reason to want to kill humanity.
That's totally fucking good.
Use the Allspark.
Devastator tried to use him as a chew toy.
The first thing he does is go next to water. Wouldn't it be great if he like looked in the water, looked at his own face, and went, "All right, humanity's done."
That's really fucking good, Kyle. No lie, man.
I always thought when they did that reveal in the IDW comics of Gladiator Megatron with his head crest with the helmet off, I thought that was like what Megatron in the original Bay film was. Like, it's Megatron without the bucket helmet. So if you take the bucket helmet off this fig, it just becomes this massive like head crest thing that he has in the movies. He still has that kind of like weird design, but it's tucked away under all this armor.
You know, the energy of this figure, this feels like one of those $1,500 statues, except it can transform and it's $55.
Oh, yeah. This is.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, this might be one of my more favorite movie designs, right up there with Stealth Bomber Megatron in both Voyager and Leader class. Oh, those were fucking nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just thinking when you mentioned that earlier, I really, really liked the Dark Souls boss Megatron. That thing was amazing.
Yeah.
The really big one and the Voyager one are both really good.
Well, my favorite was getting both, making Voyager ride Leader class, and then taking the Jets of Flame from the Leader version of the toy and sticking them into the hands of Voyager Megatron. Because the pegs were just right enough for him to hold them. And then he was dual-wielding flame clubs as he rode himself.
Wait, that's right. Wasn't he one of the first figures to get blast effects?
He did. Yes. Leader Megatron had the giant blasts of flames for his jet mode.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Before we swing back and get the Voyager-class figures here, I want to get caught up on the chat. Duanes Perez says, I've got 10 Optimus Prime figures in my room, and many more in storage. I'm gonna have to start putting stuff in storage too, Duanes. It's getting a little out of hand. Make that 11 in my room. Found one next to Bigfoot. That's where he's hiding. Turtle Tank 82. What is with this? I've been feeling sick, having the whooping cough fit. Wolf 1701s. Lets Duanes know. No, those are mine. Duanes, Wolf, you're marrying me, and you can't afford a prenup. Turtle Tank 82. Mohawk and Rumble must get my legends. Oh my, I'm sorry, core class, please don't send me into the warp. There is a murder train in there. Ask Thomas, he's seen it. It's true. Duanes Perez says, plus I've licked them all, so they're more mine than yours. Holson 85 says, Cogman was voiced by the butler from Downton Abbey. And then Wolf 1701 begins to enact slavery by saying, I'll lick you. Wolf 1701 continues, I've always said Rumble was a square. I guess it was true twice over. Duanes Perez, they could have easily made concept Rumble into a small jetpack to plug into the back of larger figures. That would be an actually really good idea. Turtle Tank 82 says, no, it's hip to be square. Holson 85 said, what if Base Scorponok was even more Base Scorponok? Wolf 1701, back to Duanes, says, see, honey, this is why we need a 3D printer. Turtle Tank 82 says, I'm with Xavier. Tape is alt mode. DeWas Perez says, wish Scorp Ponok would stab me with that tail. Ooh. Wolf 1701 says, that Megatron is fucking amazing. It will be mine. DeWas Perez, that Megatron is one of the sexiest ones I've seen in a long time. Wolf 1701, no, that Megatron cannon is better than Scorp Ponok. After all, cannon is king. Turtle Tank 82, Scorp Ponok looks good. I wonder if some asshole will rip him out of the box and steal him like they did with Primal at my Walmart. Yes, it will happen. Scorp Ponoks will get stolen. That is the way of life. Holson 85, good idea, Kyle, about Megs. Yeah, that's the best cannon idea I've heard in a long time. Wolf 1701, respect to the head crest. Giga Twin says, so, Studio Series 86 Frenzy can, in fact, fit into Siege Soundwave's chest, which I don't know before. Neat. Wolf 1701, I thought the same thing. That looks like one of those statues. Technical Jim, how you doing, buddy? I just brought in a Target order from outside. Literally never heard the UPS driver putting it on the porch. Third buzzworthy troop builder set. Good man. Turtle Tank 82, I want transgender Megatron with trans scream and fat bot and safe space made into figures. Max Ross Linden, wish I didn't miss the pre-order from Megatron. He is sexy as fuck. Going to not as sexy. In my opinion, Voyager Starscream. I am not liking this figure. And I'm sorry. I want to like this figure, but the cockpit is really weirdly oversized. The wings look kind of neutered. And I know I saw like the concept art and the CAD files and what have you.
Yep.
It's just not doing it for me. I like my deluxe ones from years ago better. Yep. I've got all those. I'm sure I'll have the chance to pick these up whenever they make three cone heads out of it. I'm sticking with my deluxes for right now.
The original mold for this jet looks a lot better.
Oh my god. The versions that Million Dollar Publishing put out for the War for Cybertron game from years and years ago when the game first launched, did this sort of thing too. They loaded it to the nines with weapons. And even all of that, clear plastic, looked so much better than this.
Also, I just realized something really funny about this jet mode. Like, okay, well, the original mold had small wings too, but look at this thing. And just, like, imagine, like, a group of cartoon pigeons, and one of them is really fat and has very small wings. That's what this looks like.
Voiced by Norm MacDonald.
Like, that's what this reminds me of. This is a jet that's way too puffy and has tiny, tiny little cartoon wings. And hard to stay airborne.
The thing I don't understand is that the box art looks marginally different than the finished product of the toy. It's like slimmer cockpit, which is more like, you know, a laser beak style head cockpit, a slimmer body, and yet the toy itself, I'll give it this, the club is nice. I like the club on it, but that could have gone to anything else. And the Megatron pistol, no null rays. Why no null rays?
It is the null ray.
Yeah.
That is the Null Ray?
Yep, that's the one like in the game. Yep.
That is terrible. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Mm. It was... The Null Ray in the game was basically a sniper rifle, wasn't it? That's kind of what it was.
I don't know. This one might stay in box if I get it. It'll stay in box... And then the club is going to go to something else. Probably Motor Master.
I'm good with my Cybertronian stuff.
Honestly, I'm probably just going to design these and 3D print these out.
Hey, yo, Scott, can I get about 50 clubs?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll cost, that'll be probably about $1.27 worth of plastic.
I really just like that club. And not only that, can I get 52? And I need them all to be modeled after the suits of cards.
Yeah, sure. No problem. No problem at all. My wife the other day, we were at Walmart, and she saw this Buddha holding a dish, right, that you could plant something in. And it was like $15. And I said, honey, why don't I just 3D print that? So I found a Buddha that kind of matched it, but I couldn't find one that was holding a dish big enough to plant anything in. So I fucking designed a dish and just jammed it on the side of the Buddha. And now I'm going to print this out for my wife.
Genius.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because fuck your $15. I will make it myself.
Mm-hmm. Is this
for 15 awesome? Cents.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
This is one of those things, like, I could do it better all along. Is this one of those things where they are planning to do another character altogether, and we're just seeing, like, maybe Starscream is just the afterthought, because it's, like, it's vaguely Jet-ish.
We're going to see this. I can fucking guarantee. You know what the biggest surprise with Siege is? That we never got Conehead versions of the Seekers. To me, that's the biggest fucking surprise out of Siege. We never got, like,
and a Siege. And they were in the fucking show.
Yeah, yeah, we never got the Coneheads. But trust me whenever I say, we will see about 20 of these motherfuckers in every color that goddamn... You're going to be able to make a gay pride flag out of fucking Seekers. Voyager-class Seekers. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry.
I am seriously confused about the design of this thing, too, because... It doesn't look like anything at all.
Well, it does. It looks like a very, very fat pigeon with very small wings.
That's a hernia? Like.
Yeah, like...
It looks like someone didn't give them the CAD files to do it the right way.
Don't you just...
Oh,
like
you
did in 2013.
Here's the
doesn't
deal, though. They
like
got the CAD files.
But, like... Doesn't it just look like this jet struggles to stay airborne and tries to flap its wings to stay, like, I don't know.
It's so weird. I feel like there should be, like, wheels under this thing because the wings are there just for show. Like, it's supposed to be for slicing Autobots on the side of the road or some shit. Like, if you put wheels on this thing, if it was... If it was, like, a land vehicle, I feel like it would make much more sense. It's too heavy to fly.
Let's see. I'm trying to find it. Here it is. Here we go. Behind the screams, WFC Starscream. There's the game CAD. There's the toy CAD.
Oh, no. The screen froze. All I see is you, Scott. Beautiful, beautiful you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can anybody else see it?
Yeah. Just a second.
Yep.
That's that thing for you. Woo!
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with what I got. I'm okay with what
someone,
I got.
You think someone at fucking Hasbro is just like sick of Starscream? Is like, you want a fucking Starscream? Here's your fucking Starscream.
I mean, what is that image of him next?
Okay, what is the image? This one right here?
There it is. Yeah, him next to Megatron.
Because
he looks way too big. Yeah, he's too big.
That's a good picture, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's too big.
Next to Megatron.
I think I'll just do what I said, buy the Bumblebee movie one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's that actually is some really nice photography, though.
Oh, absolutely. The photography is great. But moving on here, we got Junkion Studio Series Scrap Heap. My God.
Yay, more Junkions.
My God, we've got so many Junkions. We got Junkions on Junkions on Junkions. And we're living in a Junkion rich world, and I couldn't be happier.
This is a really bright garish one. I love his screaming face chest and the angry totem face with buffalo horns.
It looks like he's wearing Blitzwing's head.
Yeah.
just
this guy fucks. You know he fucks.
Blitzwing screaming, "Let me out of here!"
And I'll look back at my chest and say, "No.
No. Your eyes are now my nipples. Your mouth, my abadabs." Oh, fuck me. This is beautiful. I mean, but what else is there to say? This is the Junkion. This is the same mold as Retgar and the other one and the other one. You know, it's...
You think they're gonna do Wastoid Gamma and Hazmat rubbish?
I do.
Did they even have fucking actual modes? Were they actually individuals, or were they just background with, like, masks and shit?
I don't think they had actual modes. It was one of those things where, to a certain extent, whenever you got that far in the cartoon or the movie, it was, oh, you want to transform? Well, we'll just, like, kind of blob you out. Like, this part will turn to a blob, and that blob will turn to something else. And then, you know, this part will fall down and kind of expand out. And, you know, this part will spin around and stay kind of the same. And it'll happen within the span of a second and a half. So it'll look really cool. But I'll tell you one thing. Floro Dairy, we're not having them break apart into balls and reform. We ain't doing that shit. Because we aren't a bunch of fucking weirdos.
Did he prescribe something like that?
No. I'm just saying, like, the Galvatron from the movies, from Age of Extinction, just broke apart into a bunch of balls. Yeah. Look.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah.
You guys fucking blocked it out.
That's not transforming. That's not even anamorph shapeshifting. I don't even know what that is.
That's nanotech.
At least the Animorphs had the Tri-Rex, that goddamn disgrace of a thing.
That was like a gigantic scale built to rule screen appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also made them invincible.
Yeah.
Should have made him invincible.
Yeah.
Bumblebee shoots at him, he just turns into blocks and into a truck. God, Age of Extinction was really the start of the downward spiral.
Yeah.
I would argue Revenge of the Fallen pretty much did that when they were like, you know what, there's a writer's strike going on. Let's tell a movie anyway without a script.
Yeah.
I don't think Hound or Crosshair is transformed on screen once in Age of Extinction.
Oh, yeah.
Moving back over to the comments here. Wolf1701 says, hey, you know what would be nice? If I had a target troop builder set. It is pretty nice. Max Ross Linden says, I don't mind Starscream, but I would wait for a sale. Yeah, this is one we're going to be seeing at Ollie's for like 14 bucks. You know, give it time.
Watch it be like the short pack one that no one can find.
Giga Twin says, I need that Junkion. Retgar needs his biker gang boys. Wolf1701, I like that Starscream is a Voyager, but the Deluxe was better. Duanis Perez, this is the second week in a row that a few of my comets vanish. Duanis, if I'm missing them, I'm sorry, but you know what? I've had a few comets vanish on other videos that I've commented on, especially over on Bill Madon's Night Terrors channel. I've had a few comets vanish as well. Wolf1701, I wish they would do like what they do with Ursari Seekers, just basically upscale the Deluxe. Giga Twin said, I'm going to have to order that Takara Soundwave. Now, Wolf1701, don't forget the windshield cockpit, whatever on this guy, is soft rubber. Yes, I saw that video too. Somebody got a hold of it, and yeah, it's not clear solid plastic. It's soft rubber, like the back of Weird Wolf. Giga Twin said, "Yep, the Gnaw Ray was a sniper rifle. I used it a lot. Loved using it. Maybe a little too much. Maybe now I can't get excited unless I've got a gun in my hands and somebody in the targets.
Maybe
Scott's been slipping Giga Twin and Thomas Chinese estrogen and testosterone that he bought on fucking AliExpress just to see if I can get them to fight. Maybe." Turtle Tank 82 says, "Max, hope you're okay. Crazy things been getting on." Wolf 1701 says, "Get well soon." Max Ross Linden says, "Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Ready to be a dad." And then, all caps, "and at least watch Rescue Bots." That's my excuse. Duanis Perez says, "Just need a yellow and orange seeker to make the rainbow." Turtle Tank 82 says, "I stand with Israel. I'm not paying attention to the news. Maybe? I don't know."
Maybe.
And Max Roslin says, "Oh, that." Wolf 1701 says, "Damn it, Scott, just 3D printer me some Siege cone heads." It's weird you say that. Max Ross Linden says, "Well," Wolf 1701, "I got the yellow Siege Tetrajet." Max Ross Linden, "I'm not paying attention to Israel, to be honest." Wolf 1701 says, "I see it." That Blitzwing's chest, I think. Turtle Tank says, "Congrats, Max, on going to be a dad." Max told me a few weeks back, and I've been having such a hard time keeping my mouth shut. I'm glad it's finally out in public. Max Ross Linden says, "Thank you." He's going to be him and Justin are going to be great dads. Wolf 1701 says, "Way to go, Max. Welcome to the club. Good luck." Max thanks him. Holson 85. "Remember whenever Galvatron had a chest-gina? Good times." Max Ross Linden says, "Great times. Lol." And then we had some good times on Friday. The 1027 reveals. Essentially, it was Magmatron and Code Red.
Hey. They apparently Silverbolt too, but like they don't have any images of him.
He wasn't part of the pre-order though. I don't think Silverbolt was part of the pre-orders.
Would you look at that fucking Magmatron?
Okay, now I'm worried. Now I'm fucking worried. Did I miss Silverbolt? Hold on here.
No, I think he just wasn't in the pre-orders.
Magmatron. I mean, they had him there. They had him, like, on the live stream. I gotta see here. This thing got funded in a fucking day. Like, the Ghostbusters Plasma, two-in-the-box Ghost Trap and PKE meter in a...
Oh, yeah, it's a bundle. That's why.
Day.
Oh, yeah, it's made.
Yeah.
So, what's their equivalent of Peepo and Boater? Like, a little glowing-in-the-dark Slimer, maybe?
Slimer Dimers. Yep. Yeah, there's no Silverbolt. I'm okay. Yeah, well, you know, Ghostbusters fans, they haven't had a new toy since the Proton Pack, the Egon Spengler Proton Pack. So, I mean, they have, like, a lot of chances to save their money.
Yeah.
Which is sad because I'm a Ghostbusters fan. I've got a few of the toys. I am desperately trying to find a real Ghostbusters firehouse. But they're all either really expensive or the dudes don't want to ship them to me. So, fuck everybody.
I don't collect Ghostbusters collectibles. I collect spores, molds, and funguses.
That's right. There you go. There it is.
Scott, let me ask you a question, homie. Just ask as someone me. Who does actually... What's as someone that? Who does own the original firehouse,
yes.
What is it going for?
Like 150. Well, it all depends on how much is there. Okay. It can be the cheapest one I found was $25, but the shipping was going to be like 60 or so. But that's whatever. But that one was missing like the railings. It was missing the fire pole, the doors, the containment unit. You know, it's missing all that stuff.
A containment unit for mine. Damn it.
Yeah. If you get one that's mostly complete, you're probably looking at anywhere between $150 to $300. You get one in the box, $450 or so. But who knows? I think the Ghostbusters Firehouse might be one that they redo, so you can probably pick it up for $100 pretty soon in really good condition. They kind of in the HasLab preview video, they kind of winked that might be the next thing that they're going to do in the retro series, because the guy went over and it was the Fright Features ones, the one where like Egon Spengler's tie pops up. He like looked at the Fright Features stuff and a couple of ghosts and the firehouse, and he showed the flashlight on him. He looked at the camera and went, yeah. You know, so, yeah. I think a real
fucking creep.
Look, no, I'll tell you what. The Ghostbusters team, like the Transformers team is pretty nice. The G.I. Joe team is pretty good. The Ghostbusters team, they're doing some good stuff over there. But the fucking stuff they put out is cringe. Like, I sit here going, I don't feel good about being human right now. This bothers me.
I want to die.
Yeah.
Pain.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. It's Jesus. We should probably talk about Code Red and Magmatron here.
I'm too depressed now. You go on without me.
Fuck Code Red.
Fuck you, Code Red. Fuck Code Red's awesome.
Fucking Code Red.
Anybody else?
That dude cooked a pizza with the flamethrower. Fuck
yeah. But does anybody else think that Code Red's color scheme, though, like he really, really looks like that sort of Transformers? I think it was a Cybertron toy that was Buzzsaw. It was like a remold of Armada Cyclonus.
I can't think of what you're talking about.
The color, yeah. the colors are almost identical, I think.
You got like a link to the wiki you could show me, because I have no idea what this is.
I can't remember. I think it was either Cybertron or Universe, where they took the Armada Cyclonus mold, the helicopter, and they made it this like bright ass yellow.
Redid the front and gave him a new head. His name was Buzzsaw.
Yes,
it was Buzzsaw.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Transformers.
Yeah. What did I say? I think it was. Did I say Buzzsaw?
I don't know. I was busy talking to my wife.
Yes, but that's the thing that this reminds me of. Like, Code Red looks like he's got those colors to me. I don't know.
Buzzsaw was based on Waspinator.
Yeah.
It's cool. I just don't like the name Code Red because it's based on the pizza delivery van from fucking Stranger Things, of all things.
Why didn't you just call him Surfer Boy?
I don't think they can. It's like the same reason they couldn't call the
name is on the van.
I know, but I don't think they can, because it's the same reason they got all these different vehicles from all these other licenses that don't share the same name. It's kind of like the X-Men Jet not being called the Blackbird.
I love it whenever Kyle gets angry. I shouldn't, but I do. It sounds like Gilbert Gottfried on helium. It's on the van! I fucking love you, Kyle!
Kyle, tell the Aristocrats joke real quick.
Fuck, it's too long. I can't. Well, at least he knows it.
Horrible stuff happens! The Aristocrats!
Ooh.
I get what Kyle's saying, but I think it's just the naming thing is just so weird with these licenses. Jurassic Park didn't call any of the vehicles like the Nedry or the Spit It On or whatever. They had unique names. The X-Men Jet, the Blackbird, wasn't called the Blackbird. It's the same thing. They just go out of their way to name these things off-the-wall characters because I think they want to have a trademark on it. So they have to call it something else. And it's just a very weird thing because, like, Argyle-tron would have been perfect for this.
No, yes.
You know my favorite part of this whole fucking package is?
The pizza
you
box?
You open the pizza box that's full of fucking grease. That is like, god damn it. Somebody knows what they're doing.
That was pretty cool.
It's got the little boxes. It says pepperoni sausage that they check off. Like, hey, somebody left a pizza box and gave you shit.
Have you seen that meme recently where somebody took a picture of a pizza box and it actually says, written on the side of the pizza box, caution, open box before eating.
Holy shit, wait, there's a phone number here.
And then the caption is, we're not going to make it, are we?
77538-PIZZA. Okay, hold on here.
All right.
Hold on here.
It's not a real number, though, is it?
I'm going to dial it and see what the fuck happens. 77538-PIZZA. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. No, fuck. That is a real number. That is a real number. Hold on here. Calling.
Oh, it's a fake one.
That's on speaker.
The phone number you just dialed has already been assigned to a customer and is parked at numbers.me.
God damn it.
I just checked it. 775, according to Google, covers Carson City, Reno, Elko, Ely, Sparks, Winnemucca, Great Basin National Park, Naval Air Force Station Fallon, and all of Nevada, except for Clark County in southernmost Nevada. It covers all of Nevada.
Damn.
All of Nevada, like the whole state?
Except for one county in the southernmost tip, which is the tip that reaches right at the border of Arizona and Southern California.
Man.
Do Stranger Things take place in Nevada?
No, but the guys do go there for rescue for 11. So they go to like an Area 51 setup in Reno or in Nevada, actually.
Yeah. California, like, Nevada, Russia, and Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So they already hinted at in the 1027 stream that now we've got a Volkswagen bus mode. I wonder what else we can do with it. Like, you're clearly gonna do a collaborative for it.
A Magmatron, I know.
Yeah.
No, what? Fucking Magmatron, whatever.
Let's fucking talk Magmatron.
You know what's amazing is that when you open this up, it's the exact same thing. There's grease all over the inside of the box.
Yeah, because somebody put a Chumley in there.
And mold. So, look at the fucking picture. Look at the picture. It's goddamn...
Wow!
The husk is in the corner.
I'm starting to get a little less like Gilbert Godfrey, a little more Lewis Black out of
him. Yeah, yeah.
Finally, somebody picked up on it.
There is a lot going on. There's an Anglemois pod over here. There's Navi, the horny little Decepticon computer. He's fucking killing a mammoth, which is obviously like fucking Leo Convoy or whatever the fuck, Mammoth Convoy or Ultra Magnus.
And yep.
My wife just
big
walked
convoy.
In.
What are they going to call him?
My wife
big
just
convoy? Call him Big Prime.
Yeah, my wife just walked in one day after our anniversary, looked at me, and dead ass just flipped me the bird.
Aw.
It's...
You guys are going to make it after all.
I think we are. I think we are.
It sounds so weird to refer to these Japanese Optimi as a Prime. Like, calling Leo Convoy or Lio Convoy Leo Prime just sounds cringe to me.
He should have been Leo Primal, but nobody thought about that.
Before. That it just doesn't sound right. Big, and then the mammoth is Big Convoy. It's saying calling him Big Prime. That
I guess they should call him
wrong.
Grand Primal.
Honestly, I still fucking love the fact that the pterodactyl wings are still part of the head.
Yes,
so fucking
you know
bad.
What, you know what this tells me? This because they clearly made a full fledged. What is it, Commander?
Yeah.
Out of three separate components, and it, like, works. So at Titan class, you could probably give them all little individual robot modes, meaning that we could get Titan class at some point, Magna Boss, and Tripredicus, Rail Racer.
Oh, man.
I would.
You think they'll
reshell
Tidal
genes.
Wave into Magmatron?
No. No. Nope.
That would be fucking amazing. Tidal Wave into Magmatron.
I
think of the possibilities. Dinosaur.
I'm good with this one.
I fucking love this. I fucking love this.
Dude. I didn't know what the fuck Beast Wars Neo was like a year ago.
You didn't?
Not really.
Wait.
I was like, oh yeah, Neo is the other one.
Wait.
Are you at least aware that like half of the characters in Beast Wars Neo have a third mode and it's actually a dead animal?
Yes.
Are you aware of Beast Wars Neo Unicron?
Yes.
That would be one.
It pisses me off to this day.
That look, we're getting a ton of concept art toys over in Studio Series. We're getting Beast Wars Neo shit over here. I'm just saying, what if the HasLab was Unicron again? But a different Unicron.
Hey. That'd be some shit, wouldn't it? It's like now with extending arm drill.
Guess what? Scott doesn't get it again because it doesn't get funded. It's...
don't fucking will that into existence.
Kyle's going to be just doing whatever it is he's doing that day, and then when the timer reaches zero and the Beast Wars Neo Unicron isn't funded, he's going to look up and go, did I just hear screaming?
Mr.
Specifically from the direction of Pennsylvania?
Mr.
Can you just imagine this? Can you just imagine that? There are three Beast Wars Neo Unicron designs that exist, and you can't have even any of them.
somewhere a skeletal face laughs. I have my own Skeletor.
Yeah.
What? Oh,
that was
my.
A specific type of what. I didn't even hear an H in there.
Yeah, what?
What?
Oh my god. Going over here to the chat. Turtle Tank asks, wait a second here. Wolf 1701 says, one in the box, two in the buttocks. Jesus, man. Dude, you gotta do something called ringing the doorbell. I don't know what Dewanis does, but you know, you get around to the front, you know, make yourself comfortable through the front door, go in, say hi, check out the furniture. Don't be just going back two in the buttocks. You know, get yourself real comfortable, and then you go around to the back, you do something called ringing the doorbell. And if you hear come in, maybe the door's gaped open enough you can go in. You just can't go jamming yourself in to the back door. And if everybody else doesn't get that joke, don't worry about it. Wolf 1701 says, I'm so tired. Turtle Tank 82, two in the box, ready to go. We be fast, they be slow. Wolf 1701 says, Max is living it now. Turtle Tank 82 asks, Max, you getting Magmatron? Max says, I think I got it, to be honest. I mean, Japanese characters getting figures is a must for me. And then Max asks, what about y'all? Yeah, I already pre-ordered. It was a bitch to... Max, it was a bitch to pre-order. It was an absolute bitch to pre-order because my wife was at her therapy session, so I was in the car trying to pre-order this on my phone, and Hasbro Pulse wouldn't come up on my phone. And then I had to, I tried to get onto Hasbro Pulse through the browser on my phone, and it wasn't loading. And what I had to end up doing was, I turned my phone into a mobile hotspot, grabbed my tablet out of the backpack, and then finally was able to pre-order it there. It was a fucking nightmare. Yeah, but I did got it. Turtle Tank 82 says, still no big convoy update or Polar Claw. What the fuck? Wolf 1701 says, I love Optimus Prime, but please, no more. How about some Japanese characters we never had in Americans before? Max Ross Linden says, I find it so weird they do Leo Prime, but no Galvatron. But, and now it's reversed with the big convoy. Turtle Tank 82 also goes on to say, okay, am I the only one who thinks Nemesis Leo Prime looks better than normal Leo Prime? Giga Twin says, it's enough numbers for a real number. Talking about the pizza phone. Holson 85 says, Nevada, Area 51, Alien Pizza. Technical Jim says, I called a phone number from the episode of The Office the other day, and it went to a phone sex line. Lucky you! Yeah, that's not what I came for. Turtle Tank 82 asks, shit, is that the Second Amendment mammoth? It may be. Giga Twin, as Stranger Things that ironically features D&D, but is quite clear it's based on World of Darkness. 11 is clearly an escape test subject of Pentax, and the Upside Down world is just the Umbra. I'm sure somebody else understands that, Giga Twin. That went completely over my head. Turtle Tank 82 and Beast Wars 2nd and Neo, the commanders are made in the image of G1 Convoy. Dewanis Perez says, extending arm drill, you say? Max Ross Linden, big convoy, big hairy mammoth. Things are getting horny in here. Giga Twin says, I need big convoy in my collection. I needs the Transformer version of Oscar the Grouch. Max Ross Linden says, holy shit, at least you got it. It was worth the stress. It was. And Wolf1701 said he loves Optimus Prime, but no more. How about just one more? And by one more, there's all... Optimus
Prime you'll ever need.
It's one more. How many Optimus Primes are they making? One more. One more. Whatever the number is, it's one more.
One more.
Yeah. This is reactivate Optimus Prime, and I gotta say, my boy looks kind of good.
The video game one, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting confused with all these suffixes and prefixes of Optimus now, so.
That's the way I run whenever I hear the doorbell ring after I've ordered pizza.
Are you sure you can make that with your body?
No, not my body. Not mine.
I know I can't.
Because I order pizza. So, I mean, it's... Oh, my God. That axe, the axe looks great. The figure looks really good. For an Optimus, I know that we've got so many Optimuses. But once again, this really, really fucking reminds me of... Like I said, it's a transformable, affordable version of one of the statues.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Mm.
It is bigger than that leader class one, if you'll notice.
Yeah, it is a very nice, very well sculpted fig. Although I will say from my own taste, I do think the axe is kind of tiny. And I know that has to do with plastic budget. They can't make it overblown. But Optimus needs to have a bigger axe than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also appears to be cutting towards himself with it.
Also that. Safety first, Optimus.
Yeah, why is the axe head facing his face?
Because pain.
This is the reason why he had to be rebuilt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fatality.
This whole game line is doing everything I want, which is we're like one step closer from Bumblebee movie to G1, but real.
It's a crazy amount of video game figs getting released, like War for Cybertron is getting all these figs. Reactivate, that's not even out yet, is getting all these figs. Like, two video game lines are running congruently with each other.
And this Optimus is fucking big. He's great. He's supposed to be packed with a Soundwave. So now I can't wait to see what the Soundwave looks like.
He's a beefy boy, no doubt.
He'll shoot pubes from his chest.
Cubes.
Like, oh, okay. If he's as big, I feel he'd be as big as I feel like the best scale for the Soundwave would be the War for Cybertron Optimus's height next to this Optimus, and then he'll probably be in good scale with Concept Art Megatron, and I'll have an Optimus and a Megatron that are G1 adjacent.
I mean, as long as they're comparable in size, as long as they're size comparable, that's fine with me.
Still has the Earthrise, man.
Will he do the gimmick though? Will he be Will he be packing people in his chest? Will he be pregnant from the pecs up?
Well, he does have a matrix. So he is packing a matrix in his chest.
No, he does. He's got one, doesn't he?
He does. Does have the matrix.
Well, that's just stock now. I think I own 800 matrixes, matrices.
Yeah, there you go. Really, I didn't collect Transformers. Collected matrixes.
Matrices. Yeah, really.
Matrices. It's a good figure. I am enjoying it. Yeah, Duanas Perez says, Wolf, they will stop with so many primes when you say yes to a baby. And then Turtle Tank screams, you got the touch. Max Russell, I'm getting classic Optimus Prime vibes from him. And Turtle Tank 82 says, I do like this Optimus and that sound wave. I'll have to get these. I'm in the rest of the rest. You guys? I'm in for the rest, I think is what he's trying to say. It's a good looking figure. It's a good looking figure. We're going to move on to looky what I found. If you guys don't mind, I'd like to go first.
All right.
I've got two looky what I found. Number one, Spoon Man made a custom unicorn. This is fucking awesome. I saw this and laughed my ass off. And, I mean, it got so good. We have, here's Optimus unleashing the Matrix on Unicorn, and then the devastation that follows. Fucking hell. That's just kind of a little fun one. My main, looky what I found, though, from the glorious Hightail Creations, he has made Battle Master Rat Trap.
Oh,
yes. He's going to be printing them out tonight. I'm sure it'll end up on his Cults 3D store. But it is a rat that turns into a blaster in three steps. There's four pieces to print out. Oh, I know what I'm printing this weekend. Battle Master Rat Trap.
Oh, yeah. That's where you're going with this.
That's where I'm going with this. Yeah. Just just incredible work, and it's really cool because Hightail. I've seen him whenever he first started putting 3D printing stuff out, and I've just seen the man grow, and it's just I'm so proud of him. Number one, I'm proud that he's developed the skill that he has. I'm a little jealous of his skill. I wish I could do the stuff he does now, and I know that's nobody's fault but my own. I had to make time for life and what have you, but damn, this is just beautiful. So good. Xavier, buddy, do you have a looky what I found?
I couldn't find anything traditional again, so I just decided I'm going to go to my favorite subreddit, and I'm going to hit you with something. Scott?
Is this Titty Drop?
Oh, okay, second favorite.
I was going to say.
Do you have a favorite Marvel superhero?
I do, as a matter of fact. I do have a favorite Marvel superhero.
Would the Mighty Thur be one of them?
I'm afraid not. Thur is not my favorite superhero.
Aw, man.
Hold on.
I wasted a link then.
Hold on here. We're going to look at the Mighty Thur. Let's see here. Aw, poor Thur. Jesus Christ. It looks what like Michael. Oh, sorry, let me share the screen. He looks like Michael French from Retroblast and cosplaying.
I can guess what he looks like.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm being dead serious. Holy shit, Chase is here. How you doing, Chase?
There you are.
There you go. The Mighty Thur.
He's trying, guys. He's trying his best.
Those forearms. What's happened?
Kyle, am I lying? Am I lying whenever I say that looks like Michael French?
Yeah, he looks like fucking Michael French.
He looks like fucking Michael French.
What's happened to his forearms?
Oh, man. I can't look at this anymore. I'm sorry.
it's kind of,
God. Damn.
That's bad. I don't feel good. I don't feel good now. Chase, buddy, do you have a look at what I found?
No, I do not.
Yay!
I was muted. Yeah.
That's okay, man.
I had to give my code to the McDonald's person so I could pick up food.
God. Right on. Kyle, buddy, do you have a look at what I found?
I do not.
Oh, that's okay, man. How about you, Thomas?
I've got some. I was looking for customs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I,
share that screen, you honky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whitey, come on.
Why don't you ever, okay, you ever have like screen shares that Jesus. Us brothers like?
Yo, Black Dynamite, spell White. H-O-N-K-Y.
I drive listening to the Shaft theme, but only the instrumental. I don't get into Scientology. Oh, hello.
Shit.
Yeah, somebody's made this Skybite.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Good. That's good. That's really beautiful. Good. That is absolutely
what's his favorite
gorgeous.
Poem, though?
I thought this was pretty neat, yeah. And I also seen this one. Somebody took the Soundwave and they've made a Jetstorm out of it.
Ooh. That looks almost vampiric.
Yeah, oh, but like the that. Legs go together really well.
Oh,
yeah,
so they this do. Is Revenge of the Fallen version, the satellite one. Okay, okay.
Well, this is like the Prime version. It's the Transformers Prime Soundwave with the drone. But like they, this is not too bad. You know what? Need, this remind wow. this actually reminds me that. Though. Why don't we have a new Beast Machines Jetstorm? We had a Tankor a while back.
Because it was Beast Machines.
The Tankor was alright.
Beast Machines are going to be a hard sell. Kingdom did really well. Kingdom did really well. Beast Machines, I think with Kingdom doing well, and there's going to be and we're seeing more beasts in the lineup. We're seeing like Magmatron, and we got Deathsaurus. And I know that's not Beast Wars, but it's Beast Wars adjacent. Now that we're seeing stuff come in, they're starting to dip their toe in Transmetals, right? We got Transmetal Megatron, so they're just starting to dip their toe into that, right?
That's right.
And
yeah.
I think once we see. I think in a couple of years, we are going to see a couple of new Transmetals, and then we're going to start seeing the Beast Machine stuff, probably in about
there's
3 or 4 years.
There's supposed to be, this year, a core Beast Machines Cheetor.
We're going back to that would, design, are we?
That would be very interesting, because the Supreme Cheetor is the legendary holy grail of hot messes. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
If they do something with that again, okay.
They're never actually going to make it that big.
Yeah, but that was like one of the most fever dream looking Transformers I'd ever seen. Do you see its face?
It was fucking marketing. Jesus Christ.
Just if you watch any old toy review from the time that thing came out, or just the very annals of YouTube's beginnings, when YouTube reviewers were getting their, start, and they always said things like, this thing is god-awful. How do you run as a cheetah with one giant, elephantitis arm and one skinnier arm?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of rough. It's kind of fucking rough. Oh. I'm going to mix it up here. I'm going to do listener questions right now.
All right.
Oh, shit.
So
okay.
We do have one listener question. It's kind of for me and Thomas, but, if anybody has experience, feel free to step in. This is from Technical Jim. So Technical Jim asks, I have a listener question. What is a good thickness for a Prince Walls for smaller parts like brackets or adapters? And I'm going to throw this over to Thomas first, and then I'll give my answer. Thomas, whenever you're printing like smaller things, brackets, adapters, the first thing that comes to my mind is handles, like the 5mm pegs on stuff. Like, what what do you think your wall thickness should be?
Honestly, it's been a while since I've done this, so I couldn't tell you offhand, but I can tell you that if you are making something like a peg or any kind of wall or anything like that, you want to use a... Do you know what chamfer is?
No, hit me with that. That's I've heard the term, but I'm not...
Basically, it's like putting a bevel into the corner will increase the strength of the part so that the peg will not break off at the base of the piece. So if you're going to do that sort of thing, consider putting a small chamfer or like a bevel in the corners, because that will actually prevent it from like coming apart. It's especially important in 3D printing because everything's weak to begin with.
So yeah. I would call that like a brace of some sort. That was, chamfer. I get that. So mine is, I would say this, it all depends on the part. If I have something small, but not so small that I wouldn't just go for 100% infill, make it a chunk of solid plastic, I would go for the walls being about, I'd really crank the thickness up to like 2mm thick. At least, you know, 1.75mm. That being said, if I'm doing like a small part, okay, recently I purchased one of the three pack air razors from Target. And whenever I knew I got it cheap, I got it for like $10 because it had broken. The hinge on the wing had broken off, right? So I designed this hinge. Hold on here. I'm going to get into Tinkercad just to show everybody here. So let's see here. Get over here. And that's the window that I was in to begin with. And here we go. So getting over to Tinkercad, I designed this hinge. It was really, really freaking simple. But whenever I printed it, I printed it at 100%. 100% infill. What's more important to me, though, is not so much like the infill, but to me it's the, here we go, mainline air razor wing gimbal. Tinker this. To me, it's not so much the infill as it is the way the layers lay down. You have to figure out where the stress on something is going to lie. So here's the little air razor pivot for the wing, right? And I know that if I print it this way, right there, hold on here, right,
let's go.
There we go. That if I print this way, the chance of it breaking, the place where this has the highest chance of breaking is right there. Because the plastic's laid down flat. So it's going to break there, or it's going to break there, because that's where the stresses are. Right? But you think this is a pivot. This is just that tiny little wing piece. So this is the way I printed it. If I would have printed it on the bed this way, then your stresses are still down here on this, but then it's right here. It's right here on the pivot, right? And that's where like you're going to be grabbing the wing to bend it, and that's where it's going to snap. So anytime.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Cause it's you got to think of it like the grain on a piece of wood. So if let's say this is the handle. Let's say I'm making a 5mm handle for something and I'm just going to create a handle to print it. I wouldn't print it this way because all the stress is going to cause it to break along this. I would print it this way, laying down, so that all the plastic, boop, all the plastic is laying down like this, and that it gives it extra strength in that direction. I wish I had like a junk 3D print over here so I could kind of demonstrate exactly what I mean. But I think that's a pretty.
I have something that I should that I'd like to show.
Please do. Please do.
It refers to what I was talking about.
Okay.
See if I can make it work here. See, yeah. Okay. Do you see what I'm working on? What I have open?
That is the Jetstorm. Oh, there it is. Yes.
This is a cylinder in Blender. So, okay. So if I extrude this piece and move to create this right here, it doesn't matter what you print it out of. The point of failure is always going to be at the base here. This, at, you know, in between the base and the beginning of this peg.
Right. If you print it, okay. If you print it that way. You know, if that's the way you're printing it,
there's always going to be some weakness in that point. And the way how you strengthen that is by doing this. See that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a chamfer or a bevel. It doesn't need to be huge. It's just a little bit.
I will give that a try. But I definitely think that the point of failure now, if I print it laying flat on the bed like that, I still feel like the point of failure would be just above that chamfer.
Oh, you're absolutely correct about the way that the printing works. That's going to always be a problem. But I'm just talking about design wise, without even considering the realities of trying to use a 3D printer. This is just. Like even if this was made in an injection molding machine, this is more likely to break than this.
Ooh, that little line. Ooh, it makes me tingle.
Yeah,
I learned some engineering today. I took 2 years of engineering in college before I found out it had nothing to do with trains.
Choo-choo.
I won.
But like, that's interesting. Like even if you did just use an injection molding machine to make the piece, it would be okay. But having that tiny bit of slope improves the strength of that joint.
So let's move on. Let's move on from this. I think we've definitely answered that question. Moving on to reinforcements from Cybertron. Chase, buddy, what'd you get?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Buckle up.
So I got Bombshell.
Ooh. Hey.
Nice.
I don't remember what I said like the last time I was on the show, but I did get that whole wave of Bombshell came a little later. But I got him. I got, I got War for Cybertron Megatron Studio Series. Why did they design his knees the way they did?
To look cool in a video game on a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Fuck, we lost Man. Kyle. Shit.
Oh, shit. I got him and I got Rhinox. And, of course, when Rise of the Beast came out, I bought the Blu-ray. Had to.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Had to.
Which which version? Just the plain no thrills disc version?
I think it was like there's only one version of the Blu-ray. 4K had a steelbook, but like we never got them in.
Okay.
Yeah, but I got that. I finally got the Nemesis.
Hey!
Nice.
Yeah, my brother finally came through with my birthday present. Like,
right.
Three
on.
Late.
No.
Do you have a place for the Nemesis next to the Ark, or do you just have it, like, it's still in the box?
No, they're both standing up on the shelf by each other.
Okay. That's good.
Yep. And, I managed to grab a Crasher and a Shadow Strip from Ross, and that was, like, literally all I've found at Ross while looking galaxy shuttle hunting. Man. Why? Come on. I need that bastard.
Yeah.
I literally put it on my wants on a certain site, and someone messaged me. It's like, hey, I got one for $155. Yeah, no, buddy. Mm. No.
So, what about future ones? Did you get your email confirmation for the HasLab?
I ordered mine through TF Source, so I don't know when that will show up.
Oh, Chase, man. So your death source is not going to have like Peepo and Boater?
Yeah, mine might show up in January for all I know.
Ooh. Oh man,
because I know my Unicron came later than everyone else's.
Chase, do you happen to need Scourge?
I have Scourge. I got it last year, like last Christmas, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. I am going to put my Velocitron Scourge up onto Marketplace or TFW or something. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've Scott, seen I said it. I'd take him, remember? Yeah.
Oh, you want Scourge? Oh.
I said I'd take him if you couldn't find someone.
Shit, man. Yeah, if you want Scourge, I'll sell him to you for cost, man.
All
right. Right on.
I will say, I went to break yesterday and managed to find the little tiny air razor.
Ooh. Now that's...
Little, like, the weaponizer or whatever it is.
Oh, that's... that one.
I want that one. I want that one, dude.
It's kind of dope. It's pretty dope. They're showing up now, so... I would say just look out for it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to...
fuck. Scrat, I did get, like, three more things. I literally forgot. I got Mirage and Nightbird and Primal. Because I still got Ultra Magnus on order, and Amazon hasn't shipped it yet.
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. I'm like looking on Amazon right now. Do we have the Air Racer on Amazon? I don't want to have to go into the store. I don't like people.
I did see that, like, Optimus with, like, the white lion yesterday, too, when I was looking.
Yeah, that's actually... The weaponizer gimmick, I like those. I really dig those because they have, like, a version of... Yeah, because they put out a Scorponok weaponizer with Scourge.
We had him, too. I saw him with it. Yeah.
That's a really fun one.
Let's see here. Looking in Walmart.com right now. Come on, bitch. I'm a Walmart Plus member. Give me my fucking Air Razor.
Razor. You paid for that shit? It's terrible.
I love it. I fucking love it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't have to walk into a Walmart fucking ever. Like, the groceries just fucking appear on my porch. And then it goes, how much do you want to trip your driver? And I have fucking nothing. Fucking nothing. And I
don't.
You
think Scott ever wants to meet anyone on the podcast? No. He keeps coming up with excuses like, you mean we got to meet in public? I got something I'm doing that day. I'm getting a vasectomy for the third time.
Like, I just chop my ball off, please.
Scott's trying to be like Frank Gallagher and never leave the house.
Dude, that's a fucking dream.
Shameless.
That's a fucking dream. That sounds so fucking nice. I'm not going to lie. That sounds so nice. Mm-hmm. Kyle, buddy, what'd you get this week for reinforcements?
Now, the first two are not Transformers. But I was in Ollie's, and they had the Crimson Guard from the G.I. Joe series.
Nice.
So I got two of those. I'm opening it. I'm not one of those fuckers who keeps their plastic in boxes.
Good man.
That went the way of the Dodo when they took out your window. But I was also at Ollie's, and for $10 a piece, I got Highbrow.
Nice.
Skull Cruncher. And Weird.
Woo. Very nice.
Weird Wolf.
Very nice.
That's the one that doesn't break.
They make a Weird Wolf that doesn't break? Fuck.
Damn, it was only a Walmart exclusive.
Oh, shit. Well, Thomas, well, how about you, buddy? Oh, go ahead, Kyle. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Apparently, it was real easy to get because Ollie's had a shit ton of them. If you never saw them in Walmart.
That's because Walmart was charging, I think it was $25 a piece for those headmasters.
Yeah.
When they were just like $15, like not too long before.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's about right.
1997 is what I got those headmasters for. Because I remember I had to make a trip to Target to pick those up in Bedford. So I do remember getting those. That was a bad trip. Car broke down. Yeah, anyway.
The Titans Returns one?
Yeah, yeah.
Were they 20 back then?
They were. They were. At least they were at Target. Maybe I had some sort of weird deal, but I remember thinking putting down a Jackson for each one. I remember making that joke to my wife, who was Tracy at the time. So,
oh shit!
Yeah, that's how fucking long ago that shit was. I was still
that
Tracy.
Bitch.
She's fine. She's fine. I feel bad for her. I hope she's happy. I really do hope she's happy.
Nope, she broke your heart. Fuck her.
I'm fine. I'm fine. It's all good. Look at the woman I got now. Look at the woman I got now.
I understand that, Scott, but fuck her. That was a dark period, and you can't say it, but I'll do it as your friend and slash confidant lover on the side. Fuck her.
Slugger.
Well, like I said, I hope she's wherever she is, I hope she's very, very happy, and I wish her all the best. I wish her all the best.
I hope she gets the clap every 5 seconds.
Oh, my God.
God damn, son.
Oh, man. Damn.
Are you sure she didn't break your heart?
Yeah. God damn, man. Damn.
He broke it via proxy, and I was so mad, I pre-broke Scott's rib, and I was like, you'll never feel pain like this again. And I was wrong. She did him dirty.
Thomas, buddy, do you have any reinforcements this week?
Oh, I got two things. I got the troop builder.
Nice. Hey. You can never have too many troop builders.
I may consider buying another one if I can find it again.
Do it.
I also got something that I don't understand why it appeared now, but it has. We got that Top Gun crossover figure.
Oh, really?
How many years?
That's because they did a re-release.
The boys. Was it like 2020 or something?
Mm-hmm. It was. It was like the third ever crossover figure released. It was that long ago.
Yeah, and it just now appeared, and I got it, and I understand why so many people hate it.
It's got the Thur arms.
On the other hand, it's got the plastic's way, way too transparent and weird. It's got weird plastic, but I can actually see how this is actually meant to be. May have at some point intended to have been Hooligan.
Yeah. There's
actually a panel in between the engines and in vehicle mode that flips up that'll actually allow you to move the arm up above the jet in the same position as Hooligan's claw arm. And that actually makes me wonder if I should design up an attachment piece that can give this figure the claw arm.
Yes.
Because, I mean, think about it. Think about how the fist flips underneath the forearm but the, you know, the peg hole on the fist is still exposed. So you could design a piece that goes into his fist while his fist is folded up and actually just, like, turn his forearm into Hooligan's forearm.
I think you got yourself a good idea there. It's just a little bit of a hard sell with a very rare niche fig like the Top Gun crossover. However, I will say you might find an audience if you manage to make an alternate hand that has the volleyball spinning on the top of a finger.
The original one came with a volleyball, right?
It did.
Yes.
Because this one didn't.
Oh, it didn't have the volleyball.
This is the Maverick version. The other one was the Top Gun version.
They don't play volleyball in the future.
It looks very good,
though.
Oh, wait, these are different releases.
Yeah, they did a re-release.
Yeah, because this one came with the motorcycle, a little motorcycle slug for no reason.
Oh,
because he had a motorcycle in Maverick.
He fucking did that stupid thing. Yeah, so, he did that stupid fucking thing in the original Top Gun where he chased a motorcycle down the tarmac, and they're like, "Get off the fucking tarmac, Tom Cruise! This is not part of the movie."
Yeah, so like the one I have came with the motorcycle, came with the volleyball, and the extra set of hands for the volleyball.
It doesn't have that. Does the original one? Is the original one still made out of that same like weirdly thin plastic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yup. And it Scientology yellows like plastic, a bastard. God,
it does what?
It looks so bad. It yellows like a bastard. It is bad looking now. Like mine yellowed, and I'm so upset with it because I actually like that mold. I love Top Gun, and that there was like a fucking surprise.
I think if they re-released this again, and they included the claw arm, and then they made the whole thing orange, people would buy it.
Called it hooligan.
And called it hooligan.
If they just made it orange and gave it a tiger stripe color scheme.
Fear swoop.
Or go. I was just gonna say, call it fucking fear swoop. Go fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Let it turn bright yellow in the sun, and then it'll be fear swoop.
There it is. Xavier, buddy, do you have any reinforcements?
Yes. Speaking of movie stars, going to Walmart today, I found Pete Davidson.
He's a fun one.
He is. I found Air Razor, the Studio Series one. I found Nightbird, and that was all from Walmart. Then went jauntily across the street with my Walmart bag into Target, and I was just like, surely this is a good day for hunting. And it was. Armada Megatron, Detritus, Shadow Striker, and fucking, who else was it? Animated Prowl. Oh, and Strongarm, yes. Actually, nice. Strongarm as well.
Nice. Very, very nice.
Strongarm's good.
Strongarm is nice. I like her. I didn't think she'd be a fave of mine, but she definitely is.
Yeah, actually,
she transforms a lot better.
Yeah. Chase, you were going to say.
I was going to say, I think they re-released Bumblebee and Air Razor in the wave with Mirage and Nightbird, because I'm seeing Bumblebee and Air Razors again, too, along with them.
Oh, yeah, they had the Studio Series 100 Bumblebee, but I already had that one, so I was like, pass.
Yeah. Do you have the variant?
Which is the variant? I am not aware of this one.
The one with a silver face instead of a yellow face.
Oh.
The face is different, and the head peg is different, so you can't just swap the head.
It just made Xavier spend 35 more bucks, man.
Well, it would have to be if it was the variant, and I honestly didn't even pay that close attention. It was like, I was so fucking pissed off when they decided Bumblebee should be the 100th Studio Series fake instead of Optimus, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just...
Why the fuck would it be Optimus?
Because Optimus is the face of the franchise before Bumblebee.
No, he isn't.
Before Bumblebee.
Technically, last Autobot.
The face of the franchise before Bumblebee.
Technically, it is the last Autobot, but good luck getting a fig of him before you die.
I thought it was
with the Ark, man. We got the Ark. Anyway,
it's not called the last Autobot, is it?
Before fucking Kyle reaches through the phone and kills Xavier, here's my reinforcements. I fucking printed out the CR vat from Beast Wars so that Megatron has a hot tub now.
Oh, yes. The rejuvenation tank.
This is fucking awesome. Like, right there, you can see, like, I had to put all these pie slices together, right? And then that's what the inside of it looks like there, right?
Yep.
And then each one of these panels, like, they've got, like, a double panel. Like, this guy right here is a double panel. But then there's a single panel, and they just all groove together. And it is absolutely amazing. I love this. I found Pete Davidson as well. There's awesome. My Pete Davidson figure. Into the vat he goes. And... This is just something a little special for me. I had these Buddy L bug bots whenever I was a kid, right? And I found a couple. Yeah, I found a couple of the Buddy L bug bots. But if the bug bot happened to have wings, like the cicada or the wasp, well, they didn't have wings anymore. So I fucking went into Tinkercad and I made new wings for them. And I just finally got his wings done.
Buddy L bug bots.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so happy with the way these wings turned out. I'm going to reprint them. Originally, they were clear, but I'm going to print up another set of these in yellow and make them just a little bit thicker, just a smidge thicker. But by God Almighty, these turned out really, really nice. And I did something kind of neat. You don't have to, like, originally the wings on these, they were solid pieces. And I thought, well, I don't want to have to break apart a 40-year-old toy to put new wings on it. So I made the ends little clippy clips so that
That's
I can
a good
just,
idea.
Yeah, I just can go here, clip the wing clippy on. Clip. Yeah, clippy clip. Clip the wing on, and boom, my little bug bot cicada is ready for display.
All right.
There it is. Yeah. Moving down to the comments. Go ahead, Thomas.
I just occurred to me that the Buddy L bug bots look very go-body.
Oh, they are.
And
they've got fucking pullback motors, dude.
Okay. If they were GoBots, though, I have to imagine, like, I have to think about, like, what kind of weird names would they have?
Oh, I can tell you right now what the names, the one's going to be called, Wing Man, and then Cicada would be called Cicada, and then, the one that's the housefly would be called Buzz Off. And then there's a beetle in there, and that one would be called Beetle.
Yeah, because that's what they do. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dive.
Fucking lobotomy. Fucking lobotomy patients named the GoBots.
We have a steamroller. What do we call them? Steamer.
Steamer.
Cleveland steamer.
Roller, god damn it, you're a fucking genius, Todd. And then
tree fucking, trunk.
We call this one dive. You're a goddamn wizard. You're a fucking Hux. Wizard. What do we call this guy? Side kill. Oh my god, Steve, the word kill is right in the name. How about the leader of the good guys? Leader one? Oh, it's a pun, like the good guys are gonna win. Leader one. What should we call the toys? Transformers? This is true, this actually happened. They went, it's called Transformers. Too complicated of a name. Look at these little robots go. GoBots, that's it. Fuck everything.
Are you saying that GoBots very nearly was Transformers?
Yes. Yes.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's really
Scott's got
funny.
Got that cadence down of, like, internet historian recounting how they almost made No Man's Sky.
That's enormously funny, actually.
Yeah, it was actually a black guy. It was actually a black guy that came up with the name Transformers for GoBots. And they just looked at him and went, they didn't say it out loud, but I know they went, you're black, we're not taking that idea.
okay.
Because it was 1983.
Like, why is he talking to us? Who let him in here?
Yeah.
Demon.
What are we going to call this robot? Baron Von Joy. Jesus Christ, it's late in the day. We'll take it. What do we call this big dinosaur one? Zod. You're just making shit up now. What about this guy? Flurpaderps. Why not?
It's like...
There's not a good one named Flurpaderps.
Hurry
some
up.
Of them,
no,
and then
like,
oh my God, and then there's like a handful that are just like... They just turn their names are just the things they turn into pronounced badly.
Oh my God. You know those execs were just like you know
Tank!
Those execs were just like
Tank!
Hurry the fuck up. Hurry the fuck up. I have a flight to catch to Epstein Island. Let's go.
A fucking GoBot that turns into a tank and his name is Tank.
That should have been dive, honestly.
No, really. Really. Let me show you something. Let me show you something.
Dive.
Oh, no. Fucking we got him on a tangent.
Yeah.
Waterwalk.
I'm on a pretty related tangent, okay?
Waterwalk.
Fuck Waterwalk. All the GoBots. All the GoBots were made in Japan. But somebody, Tonka went, we need to make a carrying case. We need, but it's going to have to transform. And they made.
Oh, yeah, this thing.
They made this piece of shit. Look at this. This is right there.
It's the flying ADAT thing.
There's the fucking robot mode. Right? I'm restoring this bad boy. This is the robot mode. Do you know there's a fucking cafeteria in this? There's an action cafeteria.
They don't fucking... They're robots.
I remember seeing the thrust door once. And the thrust door actually does have arms. And a head.
Oh my god, it's so bad it's good. I love that the face is just there and you rotate the head and they didn't bother to put a face mask on it or a transformation gimmick or anything. They just like, here's the fucking face.
I actually, one of these days, if I'm ever like playing that video game Imperion, I kind of want to build like a thrustor or a, you know, GoBot command center and fly it around and see if anybody notices what it is.
Now you've seen it twice!
Yep, thrustor. Yeah, see, that thing actually has arms.
Look at this. Kinda. Watch this. Let me transform this for you.
What the hell is it?
It's thrustor. It's the bad guy ship. It has a head. And it has arms that actually fold out. Yeah.
Why does this look worse than Grand?
Well, it's like Grandis, except it's like... awful, yeah.
Shitty. It's shit. Just say what it is.
It actually is, on the inside, it does actually, to me, look a little bit better than the command center does. By a bit.
I need to get... Like, I got this to restore this, but I haven't worked with these two guys very much. I got these two together for $30.
Holy shit.
Together.
I remember there was actually an episode of GoBots where they actually show off the fact that this thing can do this, that it can actually like transform kind of, but not really. And then it's never visited again.
I need
Scott, are you still trying to pimp my ride GoBot style? Are you gonna add an arcade in there as well?
Yeah, I am. You fucking ain't right. Know it. Oh God!
As well.
I've got so a GoBot. The Go Brothel.
The GoBot Brothel. Let's go.
The Go Brothel.
The Go Brothel.
We're
one night only. RC.
Let's see here. Going up here. I'm gonna say this is where we started. Tef Dev says, "I bet Thur sells for a bunch of money on eBay." Holson85 says, "Thur, look how they massacred my boy." Maxwell's Linden says, "I mean, if Energon can get a small little knob, Beast Machines is possible, hopefully." TurtleTank82 says, "Okay, HR Giger Scott, I will sell you my soul if Hasbro buys Harmony Gold. What say you, HR Giger? I want my Jetfire issue." No soul. Question, who would you like to see Hasbro do for a figure? Can be G1, Beast Wars, or Second, or Neo? Beast Wars, Neo, Unicron. I'll kill anybody here that answers differently.
Break the Penguin.
Galvatron from Beast Wars.
Oh, dude, Drildotron? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Drildotron would be nice. No lie.
It would be very nice to go with Leo Convoy.
And you know what? It wouldn't be too much of a thing to do like a heavy remold of Transmetal Megatron. You could swing that.
Mm-hmm.
TurtleTank82 says, "Oh, Scott and Thomas, can you make 3.75 5-point of articulation of GMC cast members? I need Xavier to steal the Millennium Falcon." We'll see. Maybe. Maybe. Max Ross Linden says, "I can't wait for Death Stories. Just got the email." TurtleTank82, way to go, Max. Woo! Woo!
Yes.
Yeah!
I fucking lost it. Turtle Tank continues, "Only thing I got was 5 Nights at Freddy's balloon Foxy figure. The circus wave just hit. Max Wrestling says, ooh, nice. FNAF is the shit. And Duanas Perez says, I fell asleep. What did I miss? Just a bunch of general jackassery. Giga Twin, you missed us trying to tell Wolf to get your done so we no longer have to deal with all the Optimus Primes. Giga Twin then continues, but Wolf hasn't been seen since. Tef says, this one has a top hat. Matt, fuck it. Call him Tux, like a tuxedo. This one transforms into a scooter. We should call him Scooter. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm actually amazed they didn't call him Scootor.
Yeah, yeah. Scootor, yeah. With a dash. Turtle Tank 82 says, if they showed Machine Robo Revenge of Kronos, GoBots would have beaten Transformers. You might be right. TefDev says, if I remember correctly, the origin story of GoBots, they were humans that evolved or mutated into GoBots, so they needed a cafeteria. The story that I remember was they were cyborgs, mechanical bodies, human brains. So RoboCop, baby food, maybe?
They were they were an alien race that looked like humans, and they called themselves Go Beings.
Yeah, there was even that weird tie-in comic. Like, this is the one comic by the artist who had Scorponok and Fort Max Frenching on the tip of their tongues. You remember that shit?
Fucker was weird. Leader was one. Great. Too. Yeah, I love that comic.
That fucking great comic. And then there was that whole crossover story where it turns out like the GoBots were the precursors to the Transformers because Starscream was involved somewhere in there.
Starscream, Optimus Prime, yeah. They were rebuilding Leader One, taking the best parts of Leader One and Psykill and making Starscream. Giga Twin says, I believe they transferred their brains' minds into robot bodies because of some kind of cataclysm. Tef, probably off-brand Energon you find in the dollar store is what they probably eat in the cafeteria. Turtle Tank, and now I'm coughing into my Top Gun shirt. I guess H.R. Giger took my soul, so Hasbro will buy. H.R. Giger doesn't need your soul. He just wants your biotube sack probes. And Giga Twin says, all GoBots are functionally immortal. Gentlemen, any big plans for this week?
They are.
No.
Just trying to spend not too much money.
Oh my god, it's like fucking impossible, isn't it?
Right?
Especially in this country.
I fucking dove in and bought Kaiser Ghidorah off of eBay for like $45, and I looked at the new Bandai Gamera figures. And I kind of want them, so I'm like setting aside $10 a week so I can get the new Gamera figures. but then Bandai went, hey, you know that one monster Bagan that was, you know, we've said we were going to use in a movie and they've never, here's fucking Bagan. I got to fucking buy it.
Yeah. So the problem being this hobby alone is already like a fucking ball breaking. And then I look at my other hobbies and it's just like, these are also fucking equally as ball breaking. To varying degrees. So, how do I avoid breaking such balls constantly?
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, it's getting rough. Something's gonna have to break.
Yep.
I
turn to look at one of my other hobbies, which is like, Warhammer 40K. I'm like, maybe I should go get a Space Marine librarian for my Space Marine army.
Yeah.
One miniature, $45. How about not?
How about I'll buy a fucking 3D printer? Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, I am getting to that point where it's just like
travel money.
I started other hobbies. Like I picked up other things because I was like, you know what, Transformers is like such a fucking labor. I got to do something else, and I was doing other things, and then those just unfortunately were the gateway drugs to other things. So I started getting back into Dungeons and Dragons because I used to have a little bit of a fun time with that, which led to me getting on Kickstarter and funding Dungeons and Dragons products.
We have problems, gentlemen. I thank you all for being here. Thank you to everyone who is over in the chat. Giga Twin, Turtle Tank 82, Tef, we got Max Ross Linden, Duanas Perez, we've got Wolf 1701. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Holson 85, absolutely Holson 85. And just taking a quick look here, I think that's everybody. If I missed you, my deepest apologies to everybody that listens to the show later on. Thank you so much. And gentlemen, thank you for being here. Say good night.
Playing with the boys.
Gonna be making 3D prints for my boys.
My boy. Yeah, I got one coming up. It's not gonna be anytime soon, but once they give me that file, Scott, I'm gonna need you to do something for me.
Hell yeah.